welcome to Just a Minute. Hello, my name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away once more, it is my pleasure to welcome our many listeners throughout the world, and also the four exciting, distinctive, and individual personalities who this week are going to play Just a Minute. It's a great pleasure to welcome back one of this country's most outstanding and popular comedians, whose flights of comic fantasy take us onto a different plane, and that is Paul Merton. We also welcome back a young performer who's now doing so well and also becoming one of our most popular performers, whose outrageous comedy leaves us gasping, and that is Graham Norton. And we welcome back the longest playing member of Just a Minute, whose humorous writing amazes us with its observation, and that is Clement Freud. And we also welcome back one of Scotland's most talented comedians, who brings a distinctive Scottish flavour to our show, and that is Fred McCauley. Will you please welcome all four of them? I'm going to ask them all to speak on the subject that I give them, and they will try and do that for just a minute if they can without hesitation, repetition, or deviation. Beside me sits Elaine Wigley, who is going to help me keep the score. She'll hold the stopwatch and blow a whistle when the 60 seconds are up. And this particular edition of Just a Minute is coming from the Pleasance on the fringe of the Edinburgh Festival. And before us we have a typical hyped-up, overexcited fringe audience who are going to egg us on our way as we play this amazing game. And let us start the show with Graham Norton. Graham, the subject is breakfast in bed. I'm sure you've experienced it many times. Can you talk on the subject? 60 seconds starting now.
Few things in life can bring me as much pleasure as lying back in bed and stuffing my face. Things into my mouth on the pillow is a rare treat for me, I can assure you. Sometimes...
Oh, and Paul Merton has challenged.
Is the tape running at the right speed? Because I think people listening at home will think their batteries are...
You can't ask anybody to jerk up his speech when he's... well, when that is his normal delivery. No, Graham, I mean, you keep going in your own way and your own style. And that was an incorrect challenge, so you gain a point for that. You keep the subject, and there are 37 seconds available starting now.
Breakfast in bed seems to me not to make much sense.
Clement Freud challenge.
Deviation.
Why?
He's not speaking the way he did.
Give Clement Freud a bonus point because we enjoyed the challenge, but Graham was interrupted, so he gets a point for that. He keeps the subject. There are 34 seconds still available, Graham, starting now.
Breakfast in bed, delicious, but then you have to get up. Why not have dinner in bed? Then you just fall asleep amongst the dirty dishes and relax and enjoy it all. For in the morning, you have to remove yourself...
Paul Merton challenge.
Slight deviation, I think. In the morning?
It's a poetic language. It's a Scottish colloquialism, isn't it?
What does it mean?
It means in the... In the taxi driver said, would you like to put your bag in the boot?
And he was from Scotland?
Yeah.
You have a point, and you have the subject. You have 17 seconds. Breakfast in bed starting now.
I like to go to bed with a gingerbread man, and when you wake up in the morning, you can start slowly nibbling him. I like to first of all take the...
Clement Freud has challenged.
Repetition of like.
Yes, you liked it too much. Yes, I'm afraid you did. And Clement, a correct challenge. 9 seconds available. Breakfast in bed starting now.
If you should stay in a hotel and find kedgeree on your pillow, coffee with milk on your sheets, and croissant on the blanket...
Whoever is speaking when the whistle goes gains an extra point. On this occasion, it's Clement Freud, and he, therefore, is in the lead at the end of the round. And, Clement, it's your turn to begin. The subject, Dutch Uncle. Tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now.
I don't know whether I've missed anything, but Dutch Uncle is not really an expression I know. Dutch Elm Disease, Dutch Cap, Dutch Treat. Certainly all those an avuncular Netherlander I would go along with. But I suppose a Dutch uncle is someone who disapproves of all those, a man who is mean with it. I've never much liked people who came from Amsterdam, Rotterdam, and all those unpleasant towns which Eurostar goes to.
And Graham Norton Challenge.
Oh, now, there is a deviation there, because Eurostar doesn't go to them.
I beg, I didn't hear that, Graham.
Sorry, Eurostar, the train.
Yes.
It doesn't go there.
No, it doesn't. You're quite, it goes through Brussels. You're quite right. It goes
through Belgium. It's dull, I know. I'm so sorry I said that out loud.
Graham, you have a correct challenge. 29 seconds available. Dutch uncle starting now. Oh. Fred McCauley's challenge.
Hello. Sorry, I arrived late. No, I just thought I'd inject a natural Scottish accent to the proceedings.
Fred, it was lovely to hear from you. So, as we haven't heard from you, we will give you a point for piping up. So,
everybody gets a point for saying hello.
Yes. Because nobody has said hello so distinctly on this show for a very long time.
You should have said good evening, get 2 points.
But Graham Norton was interrupted, so he gets another point and he has 28 seconds on. Dutch uncle starting now.
I had a Dutch uncle once. I don't know whose uncle it was, but he did provide a marvellous breakfast in bed. It consisted of a range of cold meats, none of your teddy bear head luncheon stuff. It was quality fine charcuterie. Though in fact they used...
Paul Merton challenge.
Teddy bear head luncheon stuff.
Yeah.
What's that?
It's luncheon meat in the shape of a teddy bear's head.
Is it?
A wrong challenge. Another point to you, Graham. You're running away with this. 6 seconds available. Dutch uncle, starting now.
Dutch uncles are great. They bring you that special licorice that only comes...
So, Graham Norton got many points in that round, including one for speaking as the whistle went, and he has leapt forward and he's now in a very distinctive lead. Paul Merton, will you take the next round? The subject, the man who knew too much. Tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now.
In the Alfred Hitchcock film The 39 Steps, there is a character played by the actor Wiley Watson called the Memory Man, and he is a pivotal part of the plot because the...
Fred McCauley, you've got him.
Yes, Paul went, which
is a Scottish colloquialism for where do I put my luggage?
So, we interpret that as hesitation.
That would be a hesitation then, was it,
no,
Paul? Yeah,
no, we interpret it, Fred, as a hesitation, no, so you're correct. You have a point for that, you have the subject. There are 48 seconds. The man who knew too much, starting now.
I don't know who the man was that knew too much, but there was someone who knew quite a lot, and that was Albert Einstein, who came to Edinburgh many years ago and did a show at the Fringe called E equals MC cubed. It was experimental. A piece of work that went on to become the letter after D is equivalent.
Clement Freud challenge.
Hesitation?
I think so, Clement. Yes, 28 seconds for you to tell us something about the man who knew too much, starting now.
The man who knew too much about the West Country encountered the man who knew too much about East Anglia. Cornwall, Devon, Somerset, Wiltshire, said one. Norfolk, Suffolk, Essex, Cambridge, Lincoln. Aha! The further person replied, Plymouth, Exeter, Yeovil, Taunton. No.
Fred, you challenged.
Repetition.
Yes. Well done. And you've cleverly got him with only 5 seconds to go on the man who knew too much, starting now.
Before he became the man that knew too much, he was the person who knew just enough. And that was...
Fred McCauley was then speaking as the whistle went. Gained that extra point is equal to Clement Freud. They're trailing Graham Norton and behind is Paul Merton. Fred, it's your turn to begin. The subject, the gang. Tell us something about the gang in 60 seconds if you can, starting now.
I've been having therapy to forget about them because when I was a boy, I was terrified to leave the house because of the gang that stood at the end of our street. And I was afraid to walk past them at night. And some of the girls were massive. They used to put the fear of God into me as I walked down the road and they would tease me. Hoi, person with not much hair. Because they could look into their crystal balls and see that...
Former new challenge.
Hesitation.
Hesitation, yes. 37 seconds are still available. The subject is the gang, and you start now.
There was a very popular variety act in the 30s, 40s and 50s called the Crazy Gang. Personally, I couldn't stand them. They used to do an awful lot of puns. They consisted of such people as Bud Flanagan, Chesney Allen, Nervo and Knox, Norton and Gold. There were various double acts all grouped together, and they would do torturous...
Clement Freud challenge.
Was that a hesitation?
No, it wasn't a hesitation.
Ooh,
you
really?
Missed the repetition, but that's too late. Paul, you
that
have...
That was not a hesitation.
No, it wasn't a hesitation. I don't think it was hesitation. Okay. No, I think he was... he was going quite well on the gang, and he has 19 seconds to continue, having got another point, starting now.
If you walk around the East End of London, even today, you'll find elderly citizens talking benignly about the wonderful craze. Oh, you knew where you were with Ronnie and Reggie, usually hanging from a lamppost with a noose round your neck, desperately gasping for air. Of course, there are some...
So, Paul Merton got a number of points in that round, including that one for speaking as the whistle went. And Clement Freud, your turn to begin. The subject, links. Tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now.
Links is a name for seaside golf courses, like St Andrews, Troon, Lytham, St Annes. But it is also...
Graham Norton challenge.
Well, it was a repetition of Saint.
St Andrews.
Oh! Well, you're at an advantage being a Catholic. Because I hear that word.
You recognise saints more readily than we do.
You got in very cleverly with 52 seconds available.
That's not that clever, is it? Yeah, 52 seconds left.
Not so cleverly, 152 seconds available, but you have a point, of course, for that correct challenge. And the subject is still links, starting now.
My favourite links are the ones on breakfast television, where they have to link two very disparate items. For instance, 3,000 people just died in a flood. That's sad. Which reminds me how upsetting it is not to have an all-over tan this summer. Here's our beauty expert, Dolly Booyi. These links must be very hard to perform, especially so early in the morning. You mightn't even have had your breakfast. Consists...
Paul Merton challenge.
Repetition of breakfast.
Yes. Breakfast television and breakfast.
Oh, you're a saint.
He's played the game before. 18 seconds. Links with you, Paul Merton, starting now.
I remember watching a man on Irish television. It was just about a couple of minutes to go.
Oh, Fred, you challenged.
I thought there was a repetition there as you kind of swapped stream from one sentence into another with no link.
No, it was a segue.
I think he did segue.
Right.
I don't think he actually
They can't touch you for it. Somebody opened the window.
Paul, a wrong challenge. 13 seconds still left. Links starting now.
I have walked around some of the most famous golfing links in this country. I think perhaps my favourite, and you may disagree.
And that was Fred, yes.
Repetition of favourite.
Favourite, yes.
Did I?
Right. Fred, a correct challenge. Links is with you. 6 seconds available starting now.
I played over my favourite links course the other day, and if memory serves me correctly, at the first I had a par, second...
So, Fred was speaking as Whistle Wind, got that extra point. He's now equal with Clement Freud, and they're both 1 point behind our joint leaders, Paul Merton and Graham Norton. Paul, your turn to begin. The subject, the oddball. Will you tell us something about that strange subject in this game, starting now?
I recently underwent an intimate medical examination. The doctor examined me very closely and then pronounced that I was 5 months pregnant. I realise, of course, that this medical man must be an oddball, an eccentric, somebody who perhaps doesn't fit into the usual way of things. I suppose we've all known somebody in our time who's been an oddball, perhaps a person at school, a child who maybe didn't fit in with the rest of us, somebody who would turn up for maths lessons wearing PE kit, or somebody who would find...
And Clement Freud challenged.
Three somebodies.
The three somebodies, yeah. Yeah. He let the early one go, which I thought was quite small.
Well, the first one wasn't repetition.
I told you he took us onto a different plane with his comedy. Yes, correct challenge, Clement. 26 seconds available. The oddball starting now.
I read the other day that Rod Steiger is actually has a surname Rodney. And I'd never considered that this oddball American film actor should have as his Christian moniker something as common and as strange.
Paul, you challenge.
I can't listen to any more.
It wasn't one of his most intellectual. 8 seconds, back with you, Paul. The oddball, starting now.
I remember once walking through the middle of a very dark forest when suddenly who should pop out from behind a tree but an extraordinary...
There were the points that Paul got in that round. Paul Merton, he's now taken the lead. And Fred McCauley, your turn to begin. The subject, north of Watford. Will you say something about that subject in this game, starting now?
Or, as we call it up here, Nicholas, the known universe, where the air is clear, water pure, sky blue, sun shines, grass is green. Someone in the audience trying to help me out. Not only is the grass green, but your bogies are too. Watford.
Paul challenge.
Repetition of the grass is green.
The grass was green, grass yes. Green. Yes. Oh, this bogey that you were in. You were back on the golf course again then, obviously, weren't you? What is the matter? Lane's trying to tell me something. Oh, right. Paul Merton. Are you challenged first?
I'm pregnant.
I
you
missed
don't
that,
phone, you don't write. I'm just the floozy blows the whistle, aren't I?
I must explain...
You were wearing that jacket on that night, I remember.
I must explain to our many listeners... that I sit beside the lovely Elaine Wigley, and she really is a very, very lovely creature. And she never speaks on the show, but she does gesticulate quite a lot and...
to cry for help.
She keeps her hands under the table most of the time, which is not... Sorry to embarrass you, Elaine, but we all love you very much.
Some more than others.
Paul, that was a correct challenge, so it's north of Watford still. There are 39 seconds available, and you start now.
I remember standing on a station, British Rail it was, at Hemel Hempstead, and there was a big poster advertising a particular discotheque that had just opened up in a particular town. And it's on.
And Clement Freud, yes.
Two particulars.
Two particulars, yes. North of Watford is with you, and 30 seconds are available, Clement, starting now.
If you were a football supporter and had a club in the Premiership... the most likely places to which you, as someone who supports Chelsea, Arsenal, Tottenham, Charlton...
Paul challenge.
Deviation. Nobody supports Chelsea, Arsenal, Tottenham. They just... they pick one team.
No, I think he made it clear that they were... he wasn't talking about one supporter.
Was he not?
No, no, I mean...
I thought when he said, if you were a supporter, that was one supporter.
If you were the sort of person who...
supporting. I mean, no, I think what he was conveying, he might have been doing it really colloquially, that, you know, there are a number of people there, they support Chelsea, Arsenal,
well,
Tottenham.
Well, don't kill it. But I
don't... I'm justifying my decision, Clement, otherwise one of you will have a really strong go at me in some way or other.
Pouting.
Oh, well, it's par for the course, isn't it? Clement Freud, you have an incorrect challenge. You keep the subject 15 seconds north of Watford, starting now.
Much of great import takes place north of Watford. I would particularly like to draw the attention of this audience to Hemel Hempstead and Berkhamsted. Also, Lowestoft, Yarmouth, Chelmsford, Coaches.
Clement Freud with his north of Watford flourish. Your next one for speaking as the whistle went. He's now equal with Paul Merton in the lead. And Graham Norton, it's your turn to begin. The writing on the wall. Graham, go with that subject. I'm sure you can. 60 seconds starting now.
The writing on the wall is a very long way of saying graffiti. And I remember as a boy looking up and seeing scrawled on a flat surface along the side of a house, Kilroy was here. Oh, sweet mystery of life, what did that mean? And how depressing it is to turn on the television and realise the orange thing is still with us.
No past tense at all. His great arms, like animated garden hoses, flap about his head as he runs up and down steps, forcing grown women to cry. It must be stopped. I feel that the subject is the writing on the wall. Joined up can be difficult if there's a lot of stonework or masonry. The LA...
Yes, that applause was justified. He took the subject, went with panache. And he does go with panache very often. And kept going for the full 60 seconds, so you not only get a point for speaking as a whistle, when Graham, you get a bonus point for not being interrupted and not committing any of the sins or breaking the rules of just a minute. Well done. He hasn't played as many as some, but my gosh, when he plays it, doesn't he go? But you're still in second place, I'm afraid. We still have our joint leaders. But no, not far behind. Any point here and there that separates them. Clement, Freud, your turn to begin. The subject, parlour game. Tell us something about that in 60 seconds, if you can, starting now.
A widge and grouse.
I'm going to ask Elaine to be my witness. I've got two lights on at the same time, haven't I, Elaine? You can speak if you wish. She's not going to speak. So, whose do I take? I've got Paul's and Graham's.
I
it was a
neither.
Draw.
Would be fair.
Neither and give it to Fred. All right, Fred, you are the winner as a result of that. And you have 56 seconds to go on Parlour Game, starting now.
Thank you very much, Elaine, for being so generous with the points. If only you were as favourable towards me as you were to Nicholas with the other favours that you give out, then you could qualify as Parlour Game in my house any time you wanted to.
Clement Freud challenge.
Deviation.
Why?
It's not Parlour Games. Talking about Elaine.
But I was just about to get round to the parlour game that I had in mind for Elaine.
He mentioned parlour game just then, just before you challenged. I think that was an incorrect challenge. And so, Fred, you can keep the subject, and you have 43 seconds on parlour game starting now.
Aside from indoor pheasant shooting, which isn't really much fun, my favourite parlour game...
Paul Merton Charles.
Deviation, it's enormous fun. You can't miss them. Keep the window shut, you can hit him with a hammer.
I'll be fair. Give Paul a point because we enjoyed the challenge and there was a certain logic, his comic logic, to that. But also, strictly speaking, according to other people's logic, Fred McCauley was accurate and so he keeps the subject and a point for being interrupted. And 37 seconds available. Parlour game, Fred, starting now.
There's a well-known Scottish Hogmanay parlour game where you drink a bottle of Buckfast with your eight friends and then one of you leaves the room and you have to guess which one it was. Even more difficult, however, is to guess if you're one of the remaining seven. Many an hour has been spent on New Year's Eve whiling away the...
You did so well. Paul, you got in first. Hesitation, 16 seconds. Parlour game starting now.
I suppose just a minute started as a parlour game. I believe that Ian Messiter, the inventor, did come up with this particular amusing pastime some years ago, sometimes in the 40s, I think it was, and it started off as a very amusing thing.
Oh, Clement, you got in.
Repetition of starting.
It did yes, start, sir. Yes, right. Yeah. And you cleverly got in with 1 second ago, Clement. Ooh. You didn't win any friends with that challenge. But you have 1 second, you're correct. Parlour game starting now.
Easy chair.
So we're moving into the final round of this edition of Just a Minute, and as we do, for those interested in the points, the situation is very interesting because Graham Norton and Fred McCauley are just trailing in second place together behind our joint leaders who have been neck and neck throughout. That is Paul Merton and Clement Freud. Paul Merton, it's your turn to begin, so you take the last round. It's relics. Oh, God, I know which way he'll take that one. And 60 seconds as usual, starting now.
What a lovely jacket. Sometimes in the Middle Ages, there were people who went around offering saints' relics. It's mentioned in Chaucer. They were
kind of salesman who tried to pass off pig's bones as the remnants of an old saint or other who had passed away. I suppose a relic is very much like a souvenir that's dated. If we look around us now, we can see very many relics from a golden age. Example, we can look out the window here and we see Arthur's Seat, and at the top of that particular hill there is a bubblegum wrapper that I left there in 1985 as a memento to myself, a present from the past to me in the future. That's the kind of thing you do when you live alone in a bedsit, which is what I did many years ago. It was from about 1979 to about 10 years later that I found myself ensconced in this particular one unit.
Clement Freud challenge.
Repetition of particular.
Yes, it was.
Was that not the last round?
No.
Clement, the correct challenge. 4 seconds available on relics starting now.
Relics is...
And Paul Merton challenge.
I don't suppose there's any chance of a hesitation.
Great, but you can have a bonus point because we like the challenge. But Clement also gets one for being interrupted, so in the same situation. There are now 3 seconds on relics with you, Clement, starting now.
Relics is an anagram of slicer.
Well, on that sort of crossword type note, we finish just a minute, which Clement Freud brought to a finish for us. And I'll give you the final score for those interested in the point situation. Fred McCauley and Graham Norton were equal in second place. They were only just 4 points behind Paul Merton. But with that last burst, that last challenge, Clement Freud took the lead. He kept it there. 2 points ahead, Clement Freud. He is our winner this week. Thank you to our four intrepid players of the game, Paul Merton, Graham Norton, Fred McCauley and Clement Freud. Also thank Elaine Whitley for blowing her whistle so delicately and keeping the stopwatch and the score and everything else that she does in the show. And also we thank Chris Neal, who is our producer and director, who keeps the show running and smoothly for us. And also Ian Messiter, who created this game and keeps us all work and happy. And also this lovely audience here at the Pleasance at the Fringe in Edinburgh. You've been delightful. Thank you for your warmth and your response. From all of the members of the panel and from me, Nicholas Parsons, thank you so much. Till the next time we take the air and play just a minute. Goodbye!